I wanted to make sure you were awake. You are awake. Yeah, you're listening to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music brought to you by me, Charlie Bernhout, and I hope that you will stick around for some good music. The first hour is The Mix, and the second hour is Strictly Chazanut. And I know we have fans who like both. Some like one, some like the other. Okay, it's a mix. Mix and match. That was Giora Feidman, or Feidman, with Zamer Noded, the Wanderer. And he's great. I've been featuring Giora. I'll be featuring him for a while. And you may recall several months ago, I had a special for Safam. Safam was a wonderful, wonderful group from the late 70s and the early 80s, and they're certainly a great favorite of mine. Let's hear a couple of selections. This first one will be Yom Zeh L'Yisrael, Safam.
Yom Zeh L'Yisrael, O Rav Simcha, O Rav Simcha, O Rav Simcha, Shabbat Menucha, O Rav Simcha, O Rav Simcha, Shabbat Menucha, Yom Zeh L'Yisrael.
Yisimach.
Yismach Moshe with Safam. They're terrific. And are there any groups like that nowadays? Well, yes. where the drum and the trumpet and the drum takes over, I guess. Let's hear the classic Hallelujah with Safam.
Ale male behamon toda beholem gam hu eze olam nifla. Halleluja im hashir. Halleluja ayom shemeir. Halleluja. Ama shehaya ya uma sheod lo haya hallelujah hallelujah la olam
Hallelujah was from the 1979 Israeli Song Festival, and that was a 1980 album of Safam. Well, this year, this coming year, 2015, well, this year of 2015 is 10 years since the brutal expulsion of the Gush Katif citizens of Israel. They were sacrificed so that Hamas could take over and create this terrorist state. And who could have foretold? Well, we knew that was going to happen. I mean, we know who we're dealing with. And there are those who would want to turn over more land to the enemy so that they will have a closer shot at killing Jews. But we want to go back to Yamit. You know that there was a thriving community in the Sinai that was uprooted by none other than Begin. And Safam does this wonderful song about Yamit, but that was in 1983. How could they foresee what would happen, 83, 17, 22 years later, 22 years later, yeah. So let's go to Yamit. I'm just trying to have a slight technical problem here. Yes, disc 3, disc 4. Well, no, I don't have an engineer, if you were wondering what's going on. Just want to cue up their wonderful Yamit. And perhaps they should think of doing an update on that. 4, 5. Cut 5. Okay, this is Safam, 1983. Yamit.
In Yamit, the sun is setting and the shadows start to grow. The soldiers come, we are not ready. We never thought we'd have to go. Oh, know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yami. Across these sands did our forefathers walk along for 40 years to reach the land that they were promised. They filled the desert with their tears. Oh, Yami, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yami. A boy of 10 just sits and cries, his birthplace struck before his eyes, his father speaks of sacrifice. His sister sitting in the sand, she is too young to understand. She asks her mother, can we ever go back again? Can we ever go back again? In Yamit, there is a schoolyard where the children used to play. The pavement cracks, the buildings crumble, and soon the sand will have its way. Oh, Yami, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yami. And now the desert people scatter and leave you silent as before. A thousand years, what will it matter? Only the sign I will endure. Oh, Yami, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yami. Oh, Yami. Come one day, and we'll remember Yami.
Well, those of you who know about Americans for Safe Israel, that's our group. I'm on the board. Helen is the executive director. Every 6 months, we would go to visit our dear friends in Gush Katif. And we and they never thought that they would come. Up until the day before, we did not believe that Sharon would do this. And there were some sad situations, to say the least. There were tens of thousands of Israelis who were ready to go to Gush Katif to be there and to be with the citizens of Gush Katif to prevent the army from doing this horrible, horrible thing. Of course, people still say, okay, we gave it a try. And now what's the next thing we're going to try? And will peace come from this? Well, if 10,000 rockets in Sderot are your idea of peace, let's wait and see what happens. God forbid if there is another terrorist state in Judea and Samaria. Anyway, we don't have to, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that the Palestine, God forbid, will be another Arab terrorist state. And knowing this, anybody who proposes this, who's a proponent of it, must be blind, must be very blind and deaf. Okay. I guess you weren't expecting that, but I'm very, very upset about what's going on, to say the least. And let's just pray that peace will come someday. Yeah, peace in the world. You're going to have peace. You're going to have peace with these people. Let's go to I'll Call Ayla. This was a classic from the early 80s. And this is Safam. Wonderful version of I'll Call Ayla.
Al harevash ve al haoketz, al hamar ve hamatok, al bitenu hatinoket shmoreli hatok, al haesh amevoeret, al hamayim azakim, al haish hashav habayta min hamerchakim. Al kolele, al kolele, shmor na li eli hato, al hadevash ve al haokets, al hamar ve hamato, like the bee that brings the honey. Needs a stinger to compete, so our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet, and to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day, for the men who are returning from so far away. Don't uproot what has been planned.
So good, Safam. By the way, their albums are still available. They had about, I don't know, 8 or 10. A lot of albums, a lot of good music. Safam, S-A-F-A-M. Okay, we haven't heard from David Werdiger for a while. Let's just see if I can get this working. I'm having some technical problems. You'll forgive me. There we have it. This is David Werdiger, and you know his son is Mordechai ben David, Mordechai Werdiger, the son of David Werdiger. Haven't played Mordechai for a while. That's on my list, New Year's list. Okay, let's hear a few selections from a wonderful album. This is David Werdiger, Yismichu.
Yismachi b'malach esecho, choymerei shambos v'kohorei oinek, koyrei oinek shambos. Yismachi b'malach esecho, yismachi b'malach esecho, choymerei shambos v'kohorei oinek, koyrei oinek shambos. Ame kadosh eshevi, hilom yizbi ve'yisangi, ve'yisangi miti ve'cho.
Medasyon mim ay
Favorite of mine. Yeah, I haven't played it for a while. You're saying if it's such a favorite, why haven't you played it for a while? Well, you know, you can only do so much. And there you can hear you hear that ambulance. Oh well. Yeah, I'm recording this in my apartment, what can I tell you. This is Yismachu, a very, very lively selection, cantor David Werdiger. I love it. Let's hear Mim Komcha, David Werdiger.
chum hwa walkeini Malkeini sa wa wai fi am Vesihim loi chuleini Ki mecha kim ki yi mecha wa wa kim ki mecha kim anach Koroi ve yomei nil yoi lam vuet ishkoin Ti yizgad el ves yizgad eish besoich yirishu lahim yirchu Ledoi vuedo vuvoi ligye le neitzach ine neitzach neitzochim
Okay, David Werdiger. Yeah, I got to play more. I know. Okay, it's time for a Kaulbach story, a very, very touching one. Let's hear it.
You know, my beautiful friends, we so misjudge others. We don't know. What's going on in the heart of another human being? Unless you love them the most, you'll never know. You know, in the 60s, in the summer, on my way to Israel, I would always stop in Europe, without mentioning names of the city. There was one Chassidische Besmedrisch. Give me a little taste how Europe was before the Second World War. And especially Shabbos morning, the davening was so good. I'm walking in Shabbos morning to the synagogue. And the chazan has no voice at all. Not only doesn't have a good voice, his songs make no sense. And he can't even read, he's skipping words. I was so disgusted. It was clear to me, most probably a rich man, and he wants to be the cantor, he wants to be the chazan. He gives a few rubles to the synagogue and they let him pray. And I thought, oh, how disgusting. I decide I'm not going to daven with him. I go in a corner and daven by myself. But you know, when they take out the Torah, you want to kiss the Torah? And walk up to the bima and open your hearts, friends. I saw the chazan holding the Torah, and two people are holding the chazan. I asked somebody, why are they holding him? And they said to me, don't you know? He's the blind chazan. He was one of the greatest tenors in Europe before the war. He was the chazan in Lemberg. It was in Auschwitz. He lost his voice. He lost his eyes. I looked at him. I saw scars all over his face. They whipped him over his face. I was so ashamed of myself. He kept on telling me he didn't want to daven anymore. He says, I don't know the words. People said, no, we remember you're davening from Lemberg. Please honor us one more time. I mean, friends, can you imagine how he was praying? I'll never daven like this on Yom Kippur. I was so ashamed of myself. So when he passed by with the Torah, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hands. And you know, Neshamal and Darwin, sometimes you're at the end, God have compassion upon you. I absolutely didn't have a place for myself anymore. When I kissed his hand, he turned to the people who were with him and he says, who kissed my hand? They said, Shlomo Karlbach. He stopped and he says, Shlomo, I like your melodies. Give me back my soul. I stayed an extra week and I took long walks with him. But you know what happened after that? 4 weeks later, I was told the blind chazan has a new position. He's the chazan in Gan Eden.
Does that get to you? You know, he had a way, that's for sure. The Blinde Chazan. Well, the Blinde Chazan, you know, was someone else, but this was the Blind Chazan. Oh, well. Kalbach. He was something, wasn't he? Okay, let's hear from Camp Shalva. And this is composed by Moshe Goldman and music arranged by Moshe Laufer, and it's the Camp Shalva kids. Let's begin with Bowie Vinitzei. Bowie Vinitzei, Camp Shalva.
Boy,
The Camp Shalva choir, and let's hear that was Bowie Vinatzai, and let's hear Bowie V'Shalom. Yeah, we like Bowies, right? Let it come.
Bye.
Camp Shalva. That was from 1993, 21 years ago. The album was Shabbat Nigune Moshe Goldman. Okay, in case you were wondering. Let's hear Shimi Tavori. We'll start with Shimi Tavori with Yehi Rotzon.
Heli ben nefesh harachama.
Okay, so it's indeed nefesh.
Heli ben nefesh harachama. Harachamah, yedi benefesh harachamah, veshochar lechah, el retzon echah, veshochar lechah, la 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 la. Harachaman, yedi ben nefesh harachaman, meshochav lecha, el retzon echa, meshochav lecha, la 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 la, el Yeah. la 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 la
get to Shimmy Tavor. That was David Zakai. Got a little mixed up. You know, that happens once in a while. Not too often, but okay, it does happen. Let's hear Uzi Hitman with his classic, Adon Olam.
אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה בחפצו כל אזי מלך, אזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי לכלות הכל לבדו אם לא נורא והוא היה והוא הווה והוא יהיה והוא יהיה מטיפה אדון עולם אשר בטרם כל יציר נבחן את נשא בחפצו כל הזין מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו עם נוף נורא והוא היה והוא עובר והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נשא בחפצו כל הזין מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו עם נוף נורא והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה
לכלות הכל, לבדו ימלוך נורא, והוא היה והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה. אדון עולם השם הלך בטרם כל יציר נברא, נעת נסע בחפצו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא. אחרי כלות הכל, לבדו ימלוך נורא, והוא היה והוא הווה בתפארה, והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה, והוא היה והוא הווה בתפארה, והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה. אדון עולם השם הלך בטרם כל יציר נברא, נעת נסע בחפצו כל.
That was from one of the Hasidic song festivals from the 70s. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour, first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Stay tuned for 1 hour of Chazonis. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I hope all is well. The 19th, I guess you'll know about the 19th at the Lincoln Square Synagogue. More about that during the second hour. But save the date. Outstanding, even if I do say so myself, presentation of the great Yesler Rosenblatt. Thanks again for joining with me, and shalom.